What's up, everybody? This is Fred Ricciani of TSC News here to recap WWE Tribute to the Troops. December 14th, 2017 is the air date on USA Network. Spoiler alert. These results are courtesy of PWTorch.com. If you don't want to be spoiled, get the hell on out of here. And also, frankly, stay off social media because the spoilers were all over Twitter. Anyway, we actually had a pretty good card for what normally is kind of a throwaway card. Just, you know, something for fun to give WWE good press and entertain the troops. You know, nothing of consequence here. A pretty good card that features the Shield in action. We had the Shield, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose defeat The Bar, Sheamus, Cesaro, and Samoa Joe. This is notable because, according to the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter editor, Sheamus is currently rehabbing spinal stenosis, which is not good because that's the same condition that ended the careers of Edge, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and most recently Sting. It's the narrowing of the spinal column. It puts pressure on the nerves. If it doesn't go treated, if it's something where you just keep going and taking bumps, say as a wrestler, it could possibly paralyze you. You could end up in a wheelchair. It wouldn't be a good deal. So hopefully everything goes well with Sheamus, but the guy ain't getting any younger. He's in his late 30s. But he's also on one of the better runs of his career with Cesaro and one half of the Raw Tag Team Champions. So we'll see what happens. I mean, look, spinal stenosis is not the same for every man and woman. But when you hear that condition, you do get worried. And obviously this was taped before he started rehabbing. But you know, it's a bad deal. I mean, he's been in action too recently. It's kind of interesting if that he allegedly has spinal stenosis, but he's still wrestling here and there. I'm not a doctor. I would assume Daddy B's doctors know better than I. You know, evidently it doesn't seem like it's as dire as Edge's situation because he's still wrestling. But we'll see. I wish the best for Sheamus. That's for sure. He's one of the better in-ring performers to come along in the last decade for WWE. He might have criticisms about his character. He's a little too stiff in the ring for my liking sometimes, but he's consistently had good to great matches throughout his career. He really has, and it'd be a shame to see it end, but health comes first. But yeah, that should be an awesome match, Shield versus The Bar and Samoa Joe. We had Absolution, Paige, Mandy Rose, and Sonya Deville defeat Bayley, Sasha Banks, and Mickey James. That should be decent. I like the Paige and Sasha Banks match from the other night. A little too long, sloppy in some spots. That sunset flip powerbomb off the top, man, I thought it was unnecessary, and Sasha took a bad bump like she's known to take. Ugh, but hey, she seems to be fine. By the way, congratulations to Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss, the first two women to have the first women's match in Abu Dhabi history. That's pretty freaking awesome if you really think about it. I mean, it really is. And it's just, they had to cover themselves up because of the government and everything else. But man, it's just, it's a cool deal. It's a cool deal. They're breaking down barriers. They're inspiring women worldwide. And, you know, hopefully, you know, down the road, the government will lax its laws with women and, you know, it'll come to the 21st century and everything. But, you know, give them props. You know, they weren't allowed to even wrestle the year before. And here they are, you know, they were killing it, did their thing in a match, looked good, and came back happy. Came back changing lives, positively impacting lives. If you go on WWE's Twitter feed, you'll see a video of Sasha Banks crying, you know, talking about how you know, she feels like this was such a special night in her career. And it's, you know, it means something to her. It means something to Alexa Bliss. I love it. You know, you gotta love that passion. And I really hope that down the road, Sasha Banks finally has a real title run, much like she did in NXT, because she's a great performer. And while her character is kind of all over the place, in the ring, she's always been damn good. And, you know, when she's got that passion, man. It's just, who wouldn't want that? She's a promoter's dream. She cares about this stuff. I'd rather have a man or woman that cares way too much than somebody that doesn't care at all. And I definitely get the feeling that sometimes Sasha Banks, maybe to some people, cares way too much. But kudos to her and Alexa Bliss. Killing it. Love it. We had the SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair in a non-title match defeat Ruby Riott, which is interesting because I would think they wouldn't want to beat Ruby Riott at this stage. Again, this is kind of more or less the glorified house show, but still a little weird to beat Ruby Riott this soon after the Riott Squad debuted. But hey, who knows how many people are actually going to be watching this. You got to remember something. This is part of WWE Week on USA Network. You got 3-hour Raw, 2-hour SmackDown, followed by 205 Live for anybody that watches that, followed by NXT on USA Network on Wednesday night, which is awesome, but it's another hour of programming. And then you have Tribute to the Troops. And then after that, you got Clash of Champions, followed by Raw, followed by SmackDown, followed by 205 Live, followed by NXT. Hey, I'm all for content. I'm all for people getting jobs and everything, but holy doodle squad, that's a lot to watch and keep up with. The New Day, Big E, Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston teamed up with the Usos in a 10-man tag to defeat Shelton Benjamin, an 8-man tag, I'm sorry, to defeat Shelton Benjamin, Chad Gable, Rusev, and Aiden English. Of course, all four teams will be in action at Clash of Champions for the tag titles. And then we had, in the main event, Nakamura, Randy Orton, and WWE Champion AJ Styles beat Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Jinder Mahal. Of course, Orton and Nakamura team up to take on Zayn and KO with Shane McMahon as the special referee at Clash of Champions. If Orton and Nak win, they get Zayn and Owens fired, not just from SmackDown, but from WWE. Whereas if Owens and Zayn win, they keep their jobs and get in the win column, and I guess they continue to feud with Shane McMahon. And it's unfortunate that they keep getting jobbed out. Yeah, I mean, Kevin Owens did beat Randy Orton the other week. You know, Sami Zayn did pin Orton a few weeks back. But ever since that incident on the European tour where they allegedly went to business for themselves and whatnot, I feel like WWE's been pushing them while punishing them at the same time. I mean, the other week, Kevin Owens won against Randy Orton. This week it was Zayn losing to Orton. Okay, this is all blur after a while. Zayn lost to Orton, KO attacked Orton, Nakamura ran in for a save, and then Nakamura and Orton destroyed KO and Zayn, and then they made the tag match. Only WWE could push slash punish slash teach somebody a lesson at the same time. I don't know. But given who's involved, this should be a damn good main event. So overall, this actually looks like a Tribute to the Troops worth watching. In between, of course, all the, you know, tribute, you know, nice tributes to the troops and the, you know, no pun intended, and the, you know, honoring them and showing respect. Whoops, dropped my phone there and whatnot. You know, outside of, you know, the PR and everything that WWE tries to get, you know, from this event. As far as wrestling wise goes, this looks like it's going to be pretty damn good. And my cat is walking around. He's playing with my headphones. I think he wants some food. All right, Chippy, I'll get you some food. Hang on, boy. All right. Well, I think that's my cue to get on out of here, folks, but I want to hear from you. What do you think about Tribute to the Troops? What do you think about Clash of Champions coming up? Let me know. Leave a comment below. Tweet us, Facebook us. Do what you got to do. If you enjoyed this video, please like, share, take care. And by the way, before I go, I want to thank everybody for buying these TSC News t-shirts and hoodies. If you'd like to support us, please feel free to go to teespring.com/TSC-news-gear, or you can click on the link in the description and order yourselves a TSC News t-shirt or hoodie just in time for the holiday season. All proceeds go towards our production costs and being able to consistently put out more content that you guys enjoy. We're also happy to take suggestions on how we can improve our content, so feel free to leave a comment below. Tweet us, Facebook us, Instagram us. It's all on the screen in the description right there. You name it, we got it. But until next time, everybody, take care, like, and share. Don't forget to subscribe and enable notifications. That's important if you want to keep up with everything we're uploading. And as always, enjoy the matches.